Hey there, Theme Park Nuts. I'm Dan from ThemeParkNut.com, and this is Nuts About Theme Parks, the weekly theme park podcast where we run through this week's theme park news in a little bit of detail. Today is March 17th, so let's get cracking. The Disneyland Forward proposal has cleared its first major hurdle this week, with the Anaheim Planning Commission voting 5-1 to recommend the proposal to Anaheim City Council. The council is expected to vote on this later this spring, Californian time. Which is pretty exciting because, yeah, we're hearing a lot of cool news coming out of Disney that might be possible if the Disneyland Forward proposal becomes reality. Universal have confirmed this week that the Florian Fortescue soft serve ice cream shop that was originally found in the Wizarding World of Harry Potter Diagon Alley at Universal Studios Florida will be opening another location at Universal Studios Hollywood later this month. Florian Fortescue's ice cream counter, as it will be called, will open on March 29th in the former Zonko's Joke Shop space within Honeydukes. The counter will serve 10 flavors of ice cream in cups or waffle cones. The flavors are banana, choc, mint, orange, vanilla, toffee nut, Granny Smith apple, pistachio, toffee apple, as well as the butterbeer ice cream. To celebrate that iconic flavor, Universal is declaring March 15th through April 30th as Butterbeer season at its US theme parks. The parks will feature new butterbeer flavored items during the event, including a butterbeer popsicle as well as a butterbeer caramels, which will be available only in Orlando. Shanghai Disneyland this week has stated that it has, quote, begun initial preparation work for construction of a separately themed attraction to be located within Shanghai Disneyland adjacent to Zootopia. Now, this is the first that we have heard about any construction in this area post the Zootopia land opening, so it will be interesting to see what that is going to be. They also announced this week that they have completed piling work on the as yet unnamed third hotel that's been under construction for a little while. The Disneyland Resort is previewing new entry gates that will be installed at Disneyland and Disneyland California starting later this year. They have opened a test gate this week, which will be used for a limited time and will assist with staff training. The project is aiming to be finished in 2025. Disneyland Resort this week also dropped a whole bunch of details on Pixar Fest, the returning festival that comes back to the resort April 26th and continues through to August 4th, which is actually quite a long run. This year, it will feature a food festival, a new party called the Pixar Pals Playtime Party. That's easy to say. And a new parade at DCA called Better Together, a Pixar Pals celebration. Also in California, in the US, SC Holdings has acquired Santa Monica Amusements LLC, who are the operators of the Pacific Park on Santa Monica Pier. And as yet, it looks like it's going to continue operating as normal. They have promised a reasonable sum of investment in Pacific Park in the next coming years. So it will be interesting to see what happens there. In Japan, Fuji Q Highland has announced that one of its iconic roller coasters, Zudnodopa, has closed permanently. The SNS Thrust Air Coaster has been closed since August 2021 after there was a number of injuries on the ride in that operating season. So we had expected it might not reopen, and they've officially confirmed that this week. Aquatica Orlando officially opened its newest water slide this week called Tassie's Underwater Twist. Now, I don't normally cover lots of water park openings, but this sounded like a pretty interesting one. The 129-foot-long enclosed Super Bowl water slide from Whitewater West features an orchestral score and a synchronized video display that aims at recreating the underwater world of Australia's Shark Bay. Shout out to here. For guests to explore as they slide through on two-person inner tubes. Yeah, so getting your own glimpse at Shark Bay, which I don't think is any more called Shark Bay. I think they renamed it because tourists were scared because of the sharks, which there's still sharks in Shark Bay. But, you know, if it's not called that, it's not nearly as scary. But anyway, it's cool that they've got a new water slide that's got an orchestral score and synchronized video. We'll see what it looks like when the first few people actually try to ride it for real. And finally this week, Kennywood has announced the winner of its contest to name the park's bumper car rides, which were getting rethemed. In a fan vote, Potato Smash beat out the other candidates, which were Deep Fried Derby and Speedy Spuds, to become the name for the ride, which has been getting rebuilt as Kennywood themes the cars of the ride to its Potato Patch fries. So that's it for this week's Nuts About Theme Parks. If you want a much shorter version of this news, please make sure you check out our YouTube and TikTok accounts, where you can see the weekly theme park news in a nutshell videos. As always, you can catch us on Threads or Instagram at Theme Park Nut Insta, or our blog is themeparknut.com. Have a great week theme parking, and until next time, cheers.